Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Nun Ches, Menachas 58b, pagination is 116. We're starting with a brief excerpt from the third line of the Amud. And this Gemara is based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph. Kol ha-mincha asha tekrivu la-Hashem, anytime you're bringing a mincha offering to Hashem, lo sei ose chametz, don't make it chametz. Ki chol se'or v'chol devash, because any leavened and any fruit honey, lo saktiru imenu isha la-Hashem, you should not bring it as an offering to Hashem. So we have a prohibition over here regarding chametz, leavened product, and sweet, devash, honey, not to be included in a mincha that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us, itmar we learned, hamale misa'or umi devash al gabe hamizbeach, if a person did bring the sourdough, the leavening, together with devash, even though they're two different prohibitions, but he went ahead and did them both together. And the question over here is a classic one: can you be in violation of multiple violations with the same act? We have this at the end of Makos, where in one act of plowing, could it be that you did multiple violations? For example, that the animals are kelayim, and then what would happen if you were doing it on Shabbos? And we have all these types of questions. The Gemara tells us in one approach, three lines up, Ika da Amri, some say, Chada mihalaki. There is one lav that the person would be punished for. The way we quantify how many lavin there are is by the expression, how many times would he get lashed? Because the punishment of Malkus exists when it's a lav. There is a machlokus here, Abaya and Rava, but that little excerpt, Ika de Amri, Chada Mi'olaki, there is at least one time that you would get lashed, is the approach that the Rambam codifies. The Rambam is Isurei HaMizbeach, 5th Perek, Halacha Aleph. Im hikta sheneyem ke'echod, if a person did se'or and devash together, en eloke elo achas, he only gets one malchus, meaning one set of malchus, lefi she'sheneyem ne'emru belav echod, because they were both said as one lav. If we read it carefully, it says, Kichol se'or v'chol devash, lo saktiru. There's a specific lav. It goes on both. It doesn't say se'or lo saktiru and devash lo saktiru. And therefore the Rambam says there's one. I'd like to branch off to the topic of Tamei HaMitzvos, which we sometimes translate as insights, reasons, but with poetic license. We don't really know Hashem's reason or the full reason for the commandment. Sometimes we simply translate Tamei HaMitzvos as a taste of the mitzvah, an insight. And the Sefer HaChinuch, which is the classic work regarding Tamei HaMitzvos, writes as follows in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin. Sharshe Mitzvah Zu, the underpinnings of this mitzvah, what the motivation would be for such a mitzvah to be on the book, ne'elamim ma'od limtzo, it's hidden. It's very hard to find, afilu remes katan mehem, even a small hint as to what the reason is that leavened product and sweet product shall not be used in the mincha, you shall not bring them on the mizbeach. Why not? And when he says that he can't even find Remez Katan, we have to realize that the Chinuch generally relies on Gemara for reasoning, or the Rishonim, most notably the Rambam and the Ramban. He says, I couldn't find anything of substance to bring to the table on this topic. Ve'ulam, nevertheless, I already gave a disclaimer when I began this sefer. This is not the comprehensive work as to why God commanded commandments. That's not the point. The point was she'ani kosev lahargil hana'orim, to accustom the youth, ulahat im lohem, to make it tasty, b'techilas boam, when they're still young, as they first come to study lishmoa divrei sefer, to study, they should understand the structure of Torah, that things have reasons. These are not arbitrary laws that someone legislated. They're very deep underlying reasons. And we can pause for a second and acknowledge, well, every law must have a reason. And that's precisely the point over here, to appreciate what types of reasons are considered reasons in the world of Torah. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, often a person is trained in the way of his behavior. The classic example is, if you give tzedakah often, you become a giving person. Al derech hahergel shalohem, the way that people are accustomed, even though they're limited in their understanding, they should be able to achieve something of understanding the structure of Torah, that it's coming to make us better people. Al yiyu lahem ha-mitzvahs batchilo kedivrei ha-sefer ha-chosum. Torah should not be like a closed book, something out of reach. It should be relevant. Pen yiv'atu bohem mitoch kach b'na'arusam. Lest, as they become active youth, they kick it, they reject it. V'yanichum la'olam, they'll leave it forever. V'yelchu ba'hevel, and they'll go into, hevel is emptiness, wasteful. They might subscribe to the philosophy of whoever has the most toys when they die wins. And for that reason, the Sefer HaChinuch says, I am at liberty to try to give a reason, even though in this particular case, I haven't sourced it. And he writes something fascinating. Regarding Sa'or, the leavening, leavening happens when you leave it. He describes it almost like laziness. You just leave it. It'll become leavened. And we know that matzah represents zrizus, to do things quickly. And therefore, when you bring something to the Mizbeach, this is going to be your classic you, your expression of how you operate. You don't want to bring something leavened, slow. It's stagnated. Leavening, if we reinterpret it with the yeast, it's almost like spoiling. It's spoiling that happens in a good way, but it's, in fact, in certain situations of such yeast activity, they describe it as mold. It's processing it in a way that's not the classic hislavus, enthusiasm. Likewise, when it comes to the discussion of sweet, of devash, he writes that a person should recognize that what motivates us is right and wrong, not whether it's physically sweet. He points out, chush ha-mishush cherpolonu. The fact that people are motivated by sensation, whether it feels good, that's what brings to averus. That brings to people ruining themselves if they're motivated by whatever feels good. And therefore, the honey in your classic act of bringing a mincha to Hashem is not a motivating factor, is not included in the ingredients. Instead, he writes, we're looking, for example, ma'acholim hamo'ilim legufa, whether the food is healthy. Shomrim Burios Eivarov, does this activity guard the health of the person's body? And that's how the person is focused. Of course, we know that there's a place for sweetness. No question. When they used to teach Aleph Beis in the Middle Ages, they gave it with honey. And they wanted the child to associate the start of studying Torah right away with sweetness. But we have to be careful and recognize that the sweetness ultimately is not our classic moment. It's not the motivator. There's an expression, I believe, from Rav Noach Weinberg that Sesame Street ruined it for us because they gave the impression that learning has to be fun. You take the comment with a grain of salt, but this is the idea that the Sefer HaChinuch presents, but I think his disclaimer is even more telling, the awareness that whenever we delve into Ta'amei HaMitzvahs, we're giving a flavor, we try to be based on the way Chazal guided us to understand mitzvahs. But ultimately, if we take truths of Torah and link them symbolically to the mitzvahs, that's something that makes the mitzvah meaningful and relevant. And that is a positive pursuit. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.